Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We'll be starting the last line on Yudim Abeis, Mantana. Just one programming note, Beis Hashem, I'll be giving the daf all this week, and starting next week, Beis Hashem, I'll be going away for the summer. So Menachem will be taking over for the next couple of weeks. And Hashem, everybody should keep going strong, and we'll pick up together after this week, towards the end of August. Okay, Mantana, last line on Yudim Abeis. The Gemara has just quoted the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, why there is a mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Rabbanan say, Me'ikar Hadin, there's a mezuzah there. Why Dira Bal Karka Shma Dira? If somebody is forced to be in a certain room for a certain amount of time, he's forced to be in to be there. So is that called Shma Dira? So the Chachamim say yes, and therefore the Lishkas Parhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol is sequestered for a week, is Chayv and Mezuzah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo Shma Dira. Beikar Adina does not need a Mezuzah. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that we put a Mezuzah there, Mi Dirabanan. Why? Because if there's no mezuzah there, people are going to say, Shalo Yomru, the line right beforehand, Kohen Gadol Chavash Beis Asurim. What if the Kohen Gadol locked up in jail? That it's not an official Beis Dira? So they're going to think thoughts that we don't want them to think about the Kohen Gadol, where he is. So therefore, we put on a mezuzah anyway, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But it's machlokas, whether it's Me'ikar Hadin or Gzeira Midirabanan. So Mantan al Hadator and Rabbanan. So who is the opinion that holds that's the author of the following brisa that says Kol Hasha'arim Shahayusham Lo Haya Lahem Mezuzah Chutz Bishar Niknor. All the gates that were there in the Azara, Rashi says Sha'arei Mizrach Azara. All the eastern gates. So is he saying other gates had a mezuzah? Either way, we know Rashi, at least the eastern gates of the Azara, none of them had a mezuzah, except for Chutz Bishar Niknor. That's our Gersa, we'll go with that. Except for Shar Niknor, right, we know the eastern gate of the Azara, which you went into the Azara with. Niknor was the man we're going to have later on in the Masechta, who donated the doors of the Azara, and he was on the boat, and it was too heavy. He threw one off. He was so upset that he had to throw one off, and it ended up that it was caught in the netting outside the ship. So when he got to Eretz Yisrael, it was still there, and that's why, because of this amazing story and Mesiras Nefesh that he had for the doors, that's why the gate was named after him, Shar Niknor. You know, you think of all the other gates and all the other items of the Beis Hamikdash. Nobody else's name is there. You don't have Shar Schwartz. You don't have Shar. You know, Shar Niknor. He's the only one. Because he was Moser Nefesh on these doors, so that's why it has his name. Who knows? But by Shlishi, maybe we'll have some names there and some plaques up, right? Chutz Mishar Niknor. So the only gate that Adam Zodah was Shar Niknor. Shelifnim Mimenu Lishkas Parhedrin. Why? Why did Shar Niknor have a mezuzah? Because right inside of Shar Niknor was this office, this Lishkas Parhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol used to stay. So because this gate led right into that room, or like right into the chatzer where that room was, so this gate also needed a mezuzah. That's the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Lamer Rabbanan Hevel Rabbi Yehuda. So shouldn't we assume that the author of this Mishnah, this Braisa, is Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan, and not Rabbi Yehuda? Why? The Rabbi Yehuda, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, he gufa gzeira, banan, nekam, minigzer, gzeira, lgzeira. We just said that Rabbi Yehuda requires a mezuzah in the Lishkas Parhedrin itself because of Gzeira. Because, you know, people might say, what, the Kohen Gadol is living in a jail? So it's a Gzeira itself to put it on the room, that room. So now we're saying, what about putting it on the antechamber, putting it on the gate outside the room? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be a double jump. That would be a Gzeira l'Gzeira. It's a Gzeira to put it on the room itself. It's a Gzeira to put it on the gate leading into the room. So it must be that this price is going according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, who require it me'ikar hadin in the rooms. Therefore, it's only one step up to require it on the gate leading to the room. So let's just do the answer. Afila de Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, no. This brisa could even be according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the chiyuv in the Lishkas Parhedrin itself is a gzeira. Why? Gemara's answer, whenever it has a problem like this, kulachat gzeira hu. No, it's not a gzeira l'gzeira, it's one gzeira. What does that mean? There are two ways to interpret that line. Either it means that once you require a mezuzah on a room, so then the gate leading into the room, it's like one Pesach. It's not two steps. It's one Pesach. Once they set it on the room, so also the gates leading to that room need a mezuzah. A, like you have in your house, you have a little hallway that leads into a room. If the hallway has a Tzuras HaPesach and a door, you need a mezuzah on the doorway going into there, even though that itself is not a room. But if it is a doorway, so then it requires a mezuzah too. But that's one way to understand the answer. The other way to understand the answer is that we had a Pirsha Mishnayis and Masechta Shabbos about this, and that is, Chulachadzera could also mean that if at the time they're about to make a Gzera, they know that they have to do these two steps. They have to say both of them are included in the Gzera, because it could be that if you only do one, let's say you only put the mezuzah on the Lishkas Parhedron itself and not the outside gate, then the whole purpose of the Gzera wouldn't be fulfilled. What's the whole purpose of the Gzera here? You don't want people talking. You don't want people to say, what's the Kohen Gadol living in? He's living in the jail? Doesn't even need a mezuzah? So you have to put it even on the gate outside, because if you don't put it on the gate outside, the same people who were worried about, they're going to say, if it's not on the room inside, they're going to say it if it's not on the room outside, the gate outside. So that's kulachad azirihi. It's not double two steps, but it's that you have to do both of these in order to fulfill the purpose of what Chazal wanted to do when they enacted that gzera. Yeah. According to Abaye, yes, this answer was going according to Rava. Right, Abaye yesterday would have no problem with this. This is all going according to Rava. There is a machlokas within the sheet of the Rabbanan that is Maker Adin. Is it the Arais or is it the Rabbanan? Discussion in the Echron. Okay, 2 points on this Gemara. The Ritva here asks, what did we just say? That Shar Nikner needs a mezuzah because the Lishkas Parhedron was inside. So ask the Ritva, Lishkas Parhedron was inside, that means it was in the Azara. So have the Kohen Gadol stay there all week. Ein yeshiva ba'azara el malcha be'savid bovad. We discussed this a little bit of last week. Tosfos asked this kasha. If the Lishkas Parhedron was in the Azara, nobody's allowed to sit down in the Azara except for somebody from David HaMelech. The Kohen Gadol is not from David HaMelech. Right? Maybe the Chashmonaim, but the real Kohen Gadol were not from David HaMelech. So how were they able to stay there the whole time? So we had an answer of Tosfos earlier on Daf Ches and on Daf Beis that the doorway to the Lishkas Parhedron, there must have been another doorway that was outside the Azara. And we know based on the Gemara Pesachim that even if a room is situated in the Azara, the Kedusha goes up where the door is. If the door is outside the Azara, then the whole room doesn't have Kedusha. That was Tosfos' answer. The Ritva doesn't give that answer. The Ritva has a big Chiddush. The Ritva says, "Yim Tomar Kiva Shulafim Heimenu. How are you? Omenes B'Machle Shchina. So how do you sit down? The Yeshvamar to Shiny Hacha the Mitchilas Asiyasa Haisalakach. V'Lonis Kasha Kishar HaAzara. Unbelievable Chiddush. Says the Ritva, this room was made originally for the Kohen Gadol to stay in during this week. So it, even though it's in the Azara, it has the hatter of the Kohen Gadol sleeping there and sitting down there, because they had this kavana originally when they made this room." Interesting, you might have applications for a shul in terms of the kedusha. If you have kavana to eat, to do other things in a specific makom kadosh, originally, then it might not achieve the full kedusha status of the rest of the areas. So that's what the Ritva here says. The Lishkas Parhedron was made originally for the Kohen Gadol, so that's why it does not have full kedushas azara, even though it is in the azara. It doesn't say what Tosfos' answer. According to Tosfos, which door got the mezuzah? Maybe both. Maybe both. Okay, so that's the Ritva. Usually, Gzera, exactly, is you can't do A because it might come to B, and B itself is Asa B'Shem Gzera. So that's how the Gemara assumed Gzera Gzera might just be used as a double Lashon. We discussed a little bit what the difference is between Gzera Gzera and Shvus to Shvus. We discussed that all the way in Mesach Shabbos, but that's, you're right. So it's using it in a loose fashion here. Rabbi Yehuda used the Lashon of Takinu, but it's Shelo Yomru. So it's still, it can be used the Lashon of Zeru. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. So we have a blot today about the Inyoni Mezuzah. Tanur Rabbanan. Bisharecha. It says, once we spoke about the Mezuzah in the Shar HaNiknar, so now it's going to talk about this. Tanur Rabbanan Bisharecha. Echad Sha'ari. So it says, Uchsatum HaMezuzah Beisecha Bisharecha. You have to write a Mezuzah on the doorways of your house and on your gates. Echad Sha'arei Batim. You need a mezuzah whether it is the gates of your house, the Echad Sha'arei Chatzeros, or the gates of your courtyard, the Echad Sha'arei Medinos, or the gates of your countries. Kind of gates of your countries. So, second Rashi on the Amud, Rashi says there are some countries that are surrounded by natural borders. Mukefes Harim V'Yarim. It has mountains and forests, and they go very high, and in between you have certain gates, because so between the mountains, so you're able to have gates between the mountains. And then he quotes Kigon Eretz Hagar, Hungary. Hungary has, I've never been in Hungary. Is it surrounded by by physical borders. You didn't get to look around the physical landscape out around the country, but if it's that's Shari Medinos. You have some type of Hechitimsi where you have gates around the country. The Echet Shari Ayaros, or the gates of cities. That we know. If you have an Irfu Kefes Choma. In all these cases, Yesh Ben Chovas Mitzvah Lamakom. They have a Chiyav Mitzvah to Hashem. Mishum Shenemar, to put a mezuzah there. Uchsavtam on mezuzahs Beisecho Visharech. That is the pasuk. So a number of points to talk about on this line of the Braisa. There is a shita of the Rambam, a shita of Rashi as well, that a house without a roof is pater from a mezuzah. Bayis she'ena makura pater from a mezuzah. That's the halacha. Bayis she'ena makura. And the question that the other Rishonim ask is, what's the difference between a house without a roof, which is pater from a mezuzah, and a courtyard? Right? According to this Gemara, it says Echad Sharei Chateret. So if I have a courtyard around my house, surrounded by a wall, see, it comes up, and I have a doorway going into the courtyard. That courtyard needs a mezuzah, right? So it doesn't have a roof. So how could it be? What's the difference between a courtyard without a roof that needs a mezuzah and a house without a roof that doesn't need a mezuzah? So there are two approaches given in the Rishonim already how to explain Rashi and the Rambam. The Rush says that it's not the derech for the chatzar to have a roof. It's not normal. It's supposed to be Eino Makura. It's supposed to be Eino Makura, so it needs a mezuzah. A house without a roof is not unusual. It's Ein Derech Makach. It's not Derech Tashmisho to have not have a roof on a house. So you only need the mezuzah on a place where it's Derech. It's made normally. So a chatzah without a roof, that's normal. So you need a mezuzah on that doorway. But a house without a roof, you don't need a mezuzah because it's Ein Derech Makach. That's one answer given. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam gives another answer. And that is, the chatzar without a roof needs a mezuzah. You know why? Because there is a roof on the house, and the chatzar is leading to the house. So as long as you have the roof on the house, and the chatzar is leading into it, it's good enough. But a house without a roof, you have nothing. It's not leaning in. What's the difference in pshat between the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rosh? Is the chiyav by? I'm going to see a big nafkamina in a second. What?
Sir?
Oh, so according to this, if it's a chatzah that leads to a house without, so that would be an afkamina. Right? According to the Rosh, you would not. You would, because it's derech for the chatzah to be roofless. Mashenkin, the Rabbi Noach says it only needs it because the house is roofed. But here, if the house is not roofed, it wouldn't. But in Lundis, conceptually, what's the difference between these two shitas? So the way the Abnei Nezer explains the difference is that does the chatzah outside your house, does it need a mezuzah? La'atzma, does it have its own independent chiyuv? That is the Rosh, it has its own independent chiyuv, and in itself, it's normal to have a chatzah without a roof. Masha'en kein, is it just part of the chiyuv of the house? It's an extension of the chiyuv of the house. That's Rabbeinu Manoach, therefore you have to go by the house is roofed. To nafkamina, says the Abnei Nezer. Let's say you have a backyard, a closed-in backyard with a wall, and the only way to get to the backyard is from your house, right, from the door of your house. Which side do you put the mezuzah on? Which side of the door? We're going to learn on Amid Beis, you always put it on the right side. The right side going which way? So says the Avnei Nezer, machlokes between Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rosh. If you say the chiyuv of mezuzah is the chatzar per se, has its own chiyuv, independent chiyuv, then you're going to put it on the doorway going out. Because the chatzar needs it, has its own independent chiyuv, so the door from your house to the outside. Masha Einkein, according to the Rabbeinu Manoach, the chatzar has no chiyuv per se. The chatzar's chiyuv is only connected to the house. So if it's connected to the house, it's tafel to the house, then it's always going to be going on the right side, going back in from the chatzar inside. What do we paskin? Anybody have doorways going to their backyard? Unless you have no other way to get into your backyard. So what do we paskin? So the Chazon Ish has a ha'ar on this Avnei Nezer. The Chazon Ish says that even according to everybody, nowadays, we put it on the right side going in. Why? Says the Chazon Ish. Because in those days, they used their courtyards for a lot of other purposes. They had their ovens in their chatzar. Sometimes they slept in their chatzar. There was a real makom dira in those days. Aval ha-chatzeru shalanu, sha'asuyos rak la'avir. Our backyards, okay, we have a barbecue out there once in a while. But you know, it's basically to, it's not to live in. We don't live in our backyards. Ve'imishtam shavim tashimushe dira. Everybody would agree, Bezman Hazeh, even the Rush, that the reason that the Chatzar is requiring mezuzah today is only because of the house. It's not its own independent chiyuv, and therefore, Pasak lahalacha, the Chazon Ish writes, lahalacha lamaisa, going from a yard to a house, always right side going into the house. Because it's definitely tafel, the chiv is tafel to the house. Bizmanenu gam b'chatzer stuma, shakrisa ilah, hirak me'abayis, kovim z'mezud me'yimin, hachisa l'abayis, and the same thing for a merpeset. Same thing for a porch, says the Chazon Ish. If it's even though you might live on the porch for a week when you're for sukkahs, you know, you might have a sleeping sukkah there. Afal Pikein, he says that the mezuzah is going to go on the right side going in because a merpeset or a yard, the chiv is only tafel to the house. It's not its own independent chiv. That is all one nafkamina, by the way, whether the chiv is on the house or on the yard, whether what side it goes on. David Nezer, fascinating, comes up with another nafkamina. What happens if you own the house but you don't own the yard? If you own the house, you don't own the yard. Do you have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the outside of the yard? Let's say you're a tenant. You're a socher. Talk about the chiyuv socher maybe a little later. You're renting, so you rent the house. So you're a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the house. But you don't own the yard. The yard's owned by the public. The yard's owned by the landlord. Do you have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the yard door, even though you don't own the yard? So again, says the Avnei Nezer, it depends. Rabbi Menachem the Rosh. He says, if you say it's totally on, it's the chiv is on the bias, so then even though you don't own the yard, you have to put one outside because you're on the bias. That's an extension of the bias. Mashenkin, if the chiv is just on the yard per se, so then you don't have to put it there because you don't own the yard. It's not shalcha, so therefore you wouldn't have to put it on the yard. And he brings a raya from where do you have to put it from our Gemara, but we'll get back to that maybe in a little bit. Okay, so that's Shari Chatzero, Shari Batim, and all these cases require mezuzah. Okay, there's one other point to say. Maybe we'll try to cover some ground, and then we'll come back to it. So there's a yesh behen. Oh, just one more thing. Yesh ben chovas mitzvah lamakom. So in all these cases, the mezuzah on the gates, on the houses, on the yards, they all, the Brisa doesn't just say they're all chayav mezuzah. What does it say? Unusual lashon. Yesh ben chovas mitzvah lamakom. They have a chiyuv to Hashem to put on a mezuzah. Kind of unusual lashon is that. Just say there's a chiyuv to put on a mezuzah. There's a chovas mitzvah lamakom. What does that mean? So I saw one of the achronim say maybe this is a source for a tour. Which tour? The tour at the beginning of Hilchas Mezuzah. The tour there writes hashkafically, you have to be zohir in Hilchas Mezuzah very carefully. Zorach lezer baba od because the mezuzah has yichud of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tamid babo v'teso, you have to remember Hashem. Vim eino zarbo yiskatzru yamav, and if you're not careful with it, you're gonna have a serious yamim. V'gedolim yizeh, even greater. Not just it's a mitzvah, but shabayis nishmar al yada. There's shmira on the bayis. Some people have the minhag when they kiss the mezuzah to say Hashem shomrecha, Hashem zol chayadi minecha. Some have that minhag to say that when they kiss the mezuzah. So it's because the mezuzah, we know, guards the house. Kamosha darshu v'pasek, Hashem shomrecha. Melech baser v'adam mi bifnim. What a usual king. He sits inside, he has his guards outside. What about Hashem? He puts us inside and he guards us outside. What kind of king does that? King puts himself outside to guard. That's Hashem. V'yatem yishenim amitoseichem. V'yakadosh baruch hu shomer estamim b'chutz. Hashem says, you know, you stay inside, I'll stay outside and guard you. V'yalkein, that's why it's put right by the door to guard us. But then the tour adds at the end, u'mikol makom lo yiyah kavanas hamakayma el lakayim mitzvahs habor yis'alah. Even though the mezuzah guards you and the mezuzah protects you, when you put up the mezuzah, think that you're doing a mitzvah. Don't think that, you know what, I need shmira, so I'm putting this mezuzah up. I need shmira. So, you know, don't, so that's why, that shouldn't be your kavan. I just had a shaila recently from one of our congregants that their non-Jewish associate in their work sees that in his office he has a mezuzah. So therefore he asked him about what it is about that. How do you explain it? Explain it, that you think of Hashem always and he guards you. So this guy, this other non-Jew wanted to put it up in his house. So he asked him how to put it up. What do you buy a mezuzah? Big shaila. You allowed to help this non-Jew go put up a mezuzah in his head. He wants the protection of God. He's covering his bases. You know, whoever up there is listening. Whoever up there is listening in his view. So it says there's big shaila, whether that could be done. Is that misayeya? Is there anything wrong? But he's going to be mezalzel in it maybe? Who knows? So anyway, says the tour ends off after all the shmira, but only have kavana for the that you're doing a mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef says, zed dover pashut. Okay, it's obvious. Where does the Torah get this from? That, you know, it protects you, but you only should do it l'shem shamayim. So I saw one of the achronim that say maybe it's this gemara just here because of this lashon. What is the lashon here? That in all these cases, chayiv with the lashon chovas mitzvah lamakom. You should do it mitzvah to Hashem. So maybe this is a remez to this idea. Even when you put up a mezuzah, even if it's good for you, you do the mitzvah l'shem shamayim. Okay, that was the brisa that was quoted. In all these cases, they're chayiv mezuzah. So Amalei Abaye Rabbi Safra. So Abaye asked Rabbi Safra, "How do you bully the mechuzah? These gates of mechuzah, my time lo abdu lo rabbanan mezuzah. Why didn't the rabbanan require mezuzah on these gates? What's the gates of mechuzah?" So, got a picture here. It was a case where there was a gate in a wall, and there was a house like a guard booth on top. So the bottom gate did not have a mezuzah. The house on top did. But this gate underneath did not have a mezuzah. The Gemara is saying, why didn't this gate need a mezuzah? That was the question of Abaya. Why does it need a mezuzah? After all, Rashi explains that this was a gate that, just like we said, the gate going into the Lishkas Farhedrin needed a mezuzah. Why doesn't this gate need it? Answers the Gemara. Amar le, hanhu chizlut la'akra dekubehu da'avidi. This gate, Rashi explains, it was made in an arch, not straight up. I spoke to our, Mati's not here now, I spoke to him on Friday about this. Archway gives more strength to what's on top. If you want to really have better support to what's on top, an arch gives much more support than going straight, making it square. So that's why this gate was just made as strengthening what was on top of it. It wasn't made l'shem a gate. It was just made to strengthen what was on top of it, haraya the arch, so therefore it's not chayv a mezuzah. It says the Meiri here, it sounds like anytime a gate is not made l'shem a gate, it's made l'shem some other purpose, so then it's pater a mezuzah, but that's what it is. I don't know why though, you could have just made it solid. That would have been the best support. But doesn't say that. It just says because it's arched instead of square, so that gives it more support. That was the answer of Rav Safra. Omalei, he says back to him, but for akra dekube gufa tipay mezuzah. But it should, another reason, another question, it should require mezuzah. Why? The ha'ispa dira l'shomer beis asurim. Because if you look inside, wait, see, look inside this gate, there's a stairway right there, right inside the gate, which leads right to a beis dira where the shomer used to stay. So again, similar to the Lishkas Parhedrin, this gate goes right into, forget the what's on top, but it goes, there's a stairway right there, right inside the gate, in order to go to the guard booth. So that's the next question. Forget what's on top. V'akar dekubei gufa, it itself, tibay mezuzah, should require mezuzah, the ha'espia dira l'shomer beis asurim. It goes right in. The ha'tanya, because the price says, beis ha'knesses, sheyesh ba beis dira l'chazen ha'knesses, a shul, which has a place for the chazen, for the gabai, for the chazen, whoever it's referring to, has a place for him to sleep, chayavin b'mezuzah. Even though me'ikra din, we might say later that a shul does not require a mezuzah, but if it's used as a beis dira, for eating, for sleeping, for other needs, it's chayavin mezuzah. So here too, so why not? So El Amar Abaya, you're right. Me'ikra din, this place should require a mezuzah. You know why we didn't put up a mezuzah there? Mishum sakana. Because it was dangerous. Dangerous, what's dangerous? We'll see in a second. Danger means here that the other nations around might think that we're doing some type of witchcraft, some type of kishuf, and therefore could get us into trouble putting up the mezuzah. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, mezuzas yachid nivdekes pamayim b'shavua. The mezuzah of a private person must get checked twice every 7 years. We'll talk about that in a second. The shalrabim pamayim biobel. But the shalrabim, the public mezuzah, is only twice every 50 years. Why? Because, Rashi interesting says, because there's a big tircha. And if you make the public mezuzah be checked, everybody's going to pass it off to each other and nothing's ever going to get done. That's what he says. Amazing. Shem tiddach yekol echad omer yasu chaveirai. Let him do it. Let him do it. If you only have it twice every 50 years, you know, lechor, it'll get done. But if you have it done so many more times, then it's not going to get done. The Yomer of Yehuda, we didn't get to the Raya yet. There was somebody who was once checking mezuzahs in the Shuka Elyon. One officer found him, he took 1,000 zuz from him as a fine because he thought he was doing witchcraft. He thought he was doing kisha. So you see that if there's a chashash sakana, or even a chashash kesef, sounds like chashash sakana of kesef, not just your life, then there's a heter not to put up the mezuzah. Yeah. Oh, so Rashi here says in Mechuzah v'hayiruban Yisrael, there's a major discussion in the postgame. What does that Rashi mean? What, oh, you have to have Ruban Yisrael and maybe Chayv and Mezuzah? So there's everybody, the Arsameach, and everybody talks about those three words of Rashi. I'm not going to get into it, but there's a question why Rashi says that. Even so, it would be a Sakana. Okay, a number of points regarding this issue. The Sakana issue just reminds me of the story. never saw, you should look it up in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, the story about Unkelus. Unkelus, the Shmira and Sakana, where Unkelus becomes a ger, and the Roman officers, the Caesar sends his officers, you know what, go, what's going on with this Unkelus? Go bring it back to us. So he sends a few people to Unkelus, and all of a sudden they get converted too. Unkelus convinces them. So the guy's getting upset. He's like, what's going on here? So he said, okay, you, says another group of people, you go talk to Unkelus, but don't talk to him about Torah. Nothing spiritual. So they go talk to him about Torah. They go talk to him, and he's like, okay, we're not talking to anybody about Torah. So Unkelus says, okay, fine. But Unkelus says, let me ask you, he says, when you light a candle for your officer, who lights the candle for the officer? The lower officer for the higher officer, or the higher officer for the lower officer? Because the lower officer for the higher officer, it's covered. And what about the higher officer for the general? And it keeps going up and up and up. He says, it's really interestingly, because my God stays on the outside of my door and guards me, and he does everything for me, and I just stay inside. They're like, wow, okay, they all get converted. So he loses that group. Again, there are obviously more, but this is how he got. So this Caesar who's sending to Unkelus, he says, what's going on? It's crazy. He says, this group, he says, go there, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him, and eventually try to convert him back. So they go there, and Unkelus nothing, and all of a sudden Unkelus just like points, as he goes going into the room, he puts his hand up to the mezuzah. So they say, what's that? They said, oh, it's a mezuzah. Shem Shemar, Shem Chai. Oh, they blew it also. They get converted because they didn't even say a word to him. They just see him touching this thing on the wall. So he gives up, and that's how Unkelus, because of the Shmira, and this protects him from Sakana. That's the story of Unkelus. But again, the Gemara here says that's Mishum Sakana, one does not have to put up a mezuzah. So the Brisa here quotes, again, a famous Brisa that many know, mezuzah should be checked twice every 7 years. Is it really true? They say it about tefillin also, how often. If you look in the post, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that maybe Bizman Hazeh, mezuzahs maybe, because mezuzahs are out, they're subject to the elements, especially, let's say, mezuzahs in places where you know might have gotten, you know, the mezuzahs outside, the mezuzahs by the garage, which we'll talk about. Those mezuzahs definitely need this checking. Rav Shlomo Zalman notes that maybe the it might not be so true with tefillin. Tefillin used every day. Tefillin is more of a, every time you check something, you know, you there's a chance that you're going to ruin it. Also, every time you check it, you move it around, and there's a downside to checking as well. So Shlomo Zalman and other poskim seem to say that if unless you know something's wrong, or once you had a chazaka originally that you checked it once, or yeah, it was a muchzak sofer at the beginning, don't go overboard in checking. It's not a lechatchila to check it so often, but there's a downside also to checking. So therefore, if you know there's a reyes that it was got wet, or something, it was left out in the hot sun. I mean, one time I was on a trip in Eretz Yisrael, and some people's tefillin got melted a little bit. The box was so hot in the car after a whole day, so that's a reyesa. So then you gotta check it. But if otherwise, you know, twice every 7 years, though it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, people say also our tefillins are made much differently. It's much more protection. It's hard. It's harder. It's so it might not be twice every 7 years. At least for tefillin, might not be the norm. For mezuzah, it says that it should be checked. Okay, and then we said that this was the issue of bedika, and then we said that mishum sakana one does not have to put it up. Interesting. I saw in the Shach. The Shach and Hilchos Mezuzah writes, that's why sometimes in, he writes it in certain ghettos, or in certain Jewish areas in Europe, they didn't put on mezuzahs on the outside of these gates. He writes, Umizeh hatam, because of this sakana issue, ein osin mezuzah b'shari rechovos kagon b'hal kadosh Krakow, b'hal kadosh Prague, shekavu sha'arim b'rechovos ha'yehudim, v'niskarim b'alayla, below kavu b'mezuzahs li'olam. We never put mezuzahs there. I don't put mezuzahs there because it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to put mezuzahs there, says the Shach. V'hai taima mishem sakana, da'alilos ha'moshal mezumanos ha'yutamid, al-sone Yisrael, because even if they're not going to get us in trouble, they're going to take them, they're going to be mavaza them, so therefore, you know, you can't. But again, that's the basis of this Gemara. This Gemara says that if there's a reason, you know, mezuzah is a chiyuv, but if you have an ones, so then you can't put it up. Continues the Gemara though, V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizokin. We know we have the principle, Shluchei Mitzvah, right? Why do you give Shluchei Mitzvah money? Because you want to put people to have a safe trip. Shluchei Mitzvah Einan Nizokin. So how can you, what? So Shluchei Mitzvah doesn't mean halachic shliach, it just means somebody's going to do a mitzvah. That's the phrase used. Shluchei Mitzvah, somebody's going to do a mitzvah, Einan Nizokin. So why do we think that you put up a mezuzah? No sakana. Gemara says, as it says in a number of places, Hesa kedekeviya hezeka shiny. A little different than shkiyah hezeka, but most say it means the same thing. No, with this common occurrence of hezek, it's common to get hurt here. Then you don't rely on an ace. Don't rely on an ace. If shkiyah hezeka, so then you don't say that the Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizokin. The Mogen Avraham quotes this in Hilchas Pesach, when he speaks out the minhag of leaving your door open on Pesach night, well, Shibur, he says, if you live in a bad neighborhood, you lock your door. Right? Shchiyah Hezekah Shiny. You don't, ain't some Penel Anes. Therefore, that's Kviya Hezekah. Tichziv, where do you know that from? Where do you know that idea of Shchiyah Hezekah? Tichziv, as the Pasuk says, after Hashem tells Shmuel Hanavi to go anoint David HaMelech, and Shmuel Hanavi is somewhat scared, because he knows that if Shaul hears about this, he's going to get Shmuel in trouble. So Vayomer Shmuel, Shmuel turns to Hashem and says, Eich Eilech, how could I go? V'shama Shaul Haraguni. Shaul's going to hear and kill me. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem says, don't worry, I have a plan. Eglas Bakar Tikach B'yadcha. Take a cow, V'amartu L'zbarach Hashem Basi. Nobody's going to know why you're going there. Say, I'm going to bring a carbon. I'm going to bring a carbon to Hashem. L'zbarach Hashem Basi. So, cover it up. But you see, he had to take precautions, even though he's going to Shlichas Vashem, he's going to anoint David HaMelech. Still, he had to be worried because Shchiyah Hezekah, because the king wants to kill him. Nice Malbim on that pasuk in Shmuel, where the Malbim says, what was Shmuel had a lack of emunah here? Hashem, what's going to you tell me to go anoint him? What's going to happen? If Hashem tells him to go anoint David, isn't he going to get there? But he has to be worried that something's going to happen to him on the way. And he's telling him to go anoint David HaMelech. What, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say this? Did Moshe say to Hashem, when Hashem's sending him to Mitzrayim, Moshe says, no, maybe I'm going to get killed. He didn't say that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that. Or Yirmiyahu, when he's going to, he was going to tell them about the Churban and giving them Tochacha. So says the Malbim, Lo Shahaya Shmuel Misyari, he wasn't scared. V'lo Shahaya Bilti Boteach, Ki Hashem Hashokha Yasid, Hashem's going to save him. Don't worry about it. V'yim Cain, what's the difference between Moshe and Yirmiyahu and the others in this case? The other cases, it was in public. The other cases by Moshe and Yirmiyahu and all those, the Navi was going on a public shlichus. On a public shlichus, those Nevi'im didn't doubt because Hashem was going to do the miracle for the shlichus, not for the shliach. Because the shlichus was public, so obviously something had to be done. But here Shmuel Navi was going in private. He's going in private, so maybe I wasn't going to make it, then somebody else was going to take over. It was all going to be in private. It was going to be in private, says the Malbim. So Shmuel doubted. He didn't know Nes was going to be done for him. For Klal Yisrael, for the shlichus of Hashem, obviously Nes would be done. But Shmuel Navi is saying, I'm not like them. This is private. This is, I don't know whether I'm zocha to have a Nes done for me. So that's why that's what makes this case different. V'imkeinim yodeh l'sh'ol b'mikra v'yirtzol l'harko v'yitzol l'nes. He doesn't know. Because Raki Nes prati haba b'mikra l'atzol Shmuel b'vad. He says that he's not sure if it's going to happen. And even if it does, he doesn't want it to happen because it says b'nes menachem lo mischuyosav. If you lose your schuyosav, a Nes happens to you. Either way, that's the difference between the Nes of Shmuel and the Nes of the other two. Okay, there's some other stuff I just remembered on Bidikas Mezuzah, but we'll do that a little bit later. So continues the Gemara, so now we're going to move a little bit. Tani Rav Kahana, Kamid Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana said a brice in front of Rav Yehuda. Beis ha-tavan, ubeis ha-bakar, ubeis ha-eitzim, ubeis ha-otzaros. Storage houses of grain and of cattle and of wood and beis ha-otzaros. Peturim in ha-mezuzah. All of these are potter from mezuzah. Mipnei shahanashim neosos bahen. Because women are neosos there. What does that mean? Umay neosos rochatos. They wash there. The washing place for women, so therefore, that's why it's potter from mezuzah. So Amalei Rav Yehuda, time of the rochatos. Rav Yehuda says to Rav Kahana, the only reason these places are potter is because they wash there. Hastama chayavin, but stama storage house would be chayiv. If you didn't have this reason of they wash there, therefore it's not nice, it's not kavadik to have it there. But stam would be chayiv. V'atani, we have another brisa, refes bakar b'turim and a mezuzah. We have another brisa that says a refes bakar, a storage house of bakar, is potter without the reason of the women. The elamina osos miskashtos. Therefore, what is Rav Yehuda say? What does the word neosos mean? It doesn't mean wash there. It means miskashtos, put on makeup there. V'hachitani, this is what it means. Afal pisha osos miskashtos b'hen p'turin. Even though women use it and put on makeup there, potter, it's still potter because that's not considered a base dira. So two ways to understand that brisa. So Amalei Rav Kahana b'shanasim miskashim and p'turin. If women put on their makeup there, it's going to be potter from mezuzah. But Tanya, boy, have another brisa. Refes bakar p'turim and mezuzah. Just stam a storage house would be potter. V'shanasim miskashim b'chayev mezuzah. But if women use it for makeup, it's chayev mezuzah. So how can you say it's potter? Elamayis l'chalameimar miskashim tanahi. So what, Rav Yehuda, are you going to answer me? that it's a machlokas tanoim, whether it's chayiv or not. What? In a case where women put on makeup there, so ladidi nami stama tanohi. So I, Rav Kahana, I hold that even a stama storage house is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Beischa, Beischa miyuchalacha. The word Beischa in the Torah means your house. Pra, well, Beis HaTeven, excluding a Beis HaTeven, a Beis HaBakro, Beis HaEitz, and Beis HaOsaros, all these storage houses, Shepetrim and Mezuzah. V'yeish mechayvin, and some mechayiv. So the machlokas tanoim, be'emes amru, continues the Brisa, Beis HaKise, be'emes amru, either means we have a Mesora, or it means it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We've had this in the Mishnah, it sometimes uses the lashon of be'emes amru. First parak of Masechah Shabbos, the Mishnah uses that lashon. Beis HaKisei, Ubeis HaBurski, Ubeis HaMerchatz, Ubeis HaTvila, a bathroom or a tanning house, or a shower room, or a Beis HaTvila, Vishah Nashim Neosos Behem, and a place where the women put on their makeup, Peturim and HaMezuzah, they're all potter from Mezuzah, and the Brisa. So now we're going to have two interpretations. What's the pshat of this Brisa? Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda, to the rest of the Amud, how do they interpret this Brisa? Remember, one of these opinions said it was a machlokas tanam about stama storage house. The other one says, no, everybody agrees stama storage house is going to be potter, and the machlokas is where the women put on their makeup. So here we go. We're just going to run through it and see how they interpret this brisa. Rav Kahana, Matarik Zatame, Rav Yehuda, Matarik Zatame. Each Amora interprets this brisa differently. Rav Kahana, Matarik Zatame. This is how Rav Kahana explains the brisa. Beischa, Beischa, Miyucha Lecha. Your house in the Pasuk, what does that mean? Your house that's Miyucha for you. Prat, excluding the Beis HaDeben, the Beis HaBakro, the Beis HaEtzin, the Beis HaOtzoros, excluding these storage houses, Shepeturim and HaMezuzah B'Stam, that they are Potter, Stam storage houses are Potter from Mezuzah. The Yesh Shemachayvin B'Stam. And some say, no, Stama storage house is chayiv. Rav Kahana hold, that's the machlokas tanoim. With a Stama storage house, even if you don't do living actions there, it's not chayiv. Be'emes amru, and now this continues the brisa. Beis HaKisei, Beis HaBurski, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaTvila, v'shahanashim ne'osos bahen, umay ne'osos rochatzos. In any of these cases, and ne'osos, according to Rav Kahana, means washing. Peturim and HaMezuzah. In all these rooms, it's a place where people get uncovered, so therefore, it's potter from Mezuzah. Ihachi, if ne'osos, just one little technical question. Ihachi, hainu merchatz. If shehanashim ne'osos behen means where they wash, so that's the same thing two words earlier where it says shower. What's the difference between those two phrases in the brisa? Ashmina merchatz deram and ashmina merchatz yachid. No, private versus public bathhouse. The sakad adachamina, I might have thought merchatz deram and denafish zuame. A public bathhouse, that's tremendous steam. That's not a place that's coveted to have a mezuzah. Aval merchatz deyachid, lo nafish zuame, a malachai b'mezuzah. But a merchatz of a yachid, maybe a mezuzah is required there. Who says, nah, you have a double covering, it's in a bag, it's in a box. So kamash mo, no, even a merchatz yachid is pater from mezuzah. That is all how Rav Kahana interprets that brisa. And now, I mean, Rav Kahana fundamentally holds that it's a machlokas tanoim. Stam a storage house is a chayv mezuzah or not. A. And now we have, we'll talk about a garage in a second. Rav Yehuda Matari Sultaime. And Rav Yehuda interprets the Brisa according to his reasoning. Hachi Ktani, because what does he say? Beischa, Beischa, Miyuchal, Lecha, Prat, Lebeis, Devin, Lebeis, Avakar, Lebeis, Eisen, Lebeis, Otsara, Shepetur, Menem, Mezuzah. In all these cases of storage, they're part of Mezuzah. Afilu Miskashtos. Even if women use it to put on their makeup there. V'yesh mechayivim miskashtos. But some say no. If they put on their makeup there, it's chayiv. Aval stam devriyakol patzer. Rabbi Yehuda held, different than Rav Kahana, that everybody would agree that stam a storage house is patzer from mezuzah. Be'emes amru, finishing up the brisa. Beis HaKise, Beis HaBersiki, Ubeis HaMerchot, Ubeis HaTfila. Afal pisha anashim miskashtos, behen patzer min mezuzah, mishum denafish zuamei. In all these cases, even though women put on their makeup there, there's patzer because there's a lot of steam there and it's inappropriate to have a mezuzah there. So therefore, it's a machlokes about stam a storage house. Is it going to be chayv mezuzah or not? Generally, the poskim say our garages today are chayv mezuzah because our garages are connected to our house. We go in and out. We do a lot of tashmishim in there. So therefore, it would be chayv mezuzah with a bracha. Maybe not. Put it on. Try to put on the garage mezuzahs. This is both. The garage, by the big door, as long as there's a tzuras, if there's a tzuras of Pesach there, going to the outside, and also, let's say if you have a door going from the house to the garage. Also, you need a mezuzah going from the garage to the house on the right side. But again, that's, everybody would agree, because that's not the same as these Beis HaBakars. You know, let's say somebody has a shed in their backyard. That maybe is more of a comparable case. Maybe that's comparable to what the Gemara is talking about. More of a pure storage house, where you can put the bikes, you put the other tools. Hit a shed. But again, a garage is connected to the house. Basically, most of the folks can say that requires a mezuzah. Continues the Gemara. Sorry? if you have a separate garage, if you have a maid's quarters, if you have a detached. Okay, yeah, nechanami. But again, that's similar. If you put the car there and you put other things there, it's probably more similar, more use than what's in the Gemara. Okay, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, second to last line. Stam Adibri Kol Pater. We just had a machlokas amarayim. Rav Kahana said that Stam Beis Habakar, Stam storage house, is a machlokas. Rav Yehuda says, no, everybody agrees you're Pater. So Gemara says, everybody agrees you're Pater? Is that true? Adibri Kol Pater, but we have a brayso that says you're chayiv. Visharecha, in your gates. Echashari Badam, Echashari Chatzeros. Vechashari Midiros, Vechashari Ayaros. All the different types of gates. We quoted this before. Verefes, Velulin, the chicken coops. Umasbein, or a storage house of straw, right? That's the kasha. Ve'otzvos yayin, ve'otzvos shemen, or storage houses of wine or oil, chayavin b'mezuzah. This already is the kasha on Rav Yehuda, because this is a brisa that says stama is chayiv. But we have another 10 lines to the brisa. Yochol sha'ani marve af beis shar achzaju umerpeses. I might think that I also include in the chayiv b'mezuzah a beis shar achzaju umerpeses. What are these? So I have a picture of all these also. A base char is this case. It's just like a big gate, a bias at the char, a bias at the char of the gate. So I might think that that's chayiv mezuzah. Rashi says a small house that you make in front of the shar chatzer and people go through it. Nobody lives there. Base char or achzadra. Achzadra is like an open area between houses. In there, an open area between houses that is used like a area, a courtyard, and merpeses is a porch in front of a bunch of houses. So you might think any of these, if you have a doorway going into the porch or going into any of the places, they might be chayiv mezuzah as well. Tamalo rabayis. So we say no. But it says house in the Torah. Ma bayis miyuchad ladira, just like a house is miyuchad for living. Yotzu elish miyuchad ladira. So these aren't lived in. I might think that even these rooms need a mezuzah, bathroom or a mikvah or others, a tanning place. Again, it says bayis. My bayis asli l'kavo, just like a house is made for kavodik usages. Afkal asli l'kavo, so to all rooms made for kavodik usages. Yatsu elushi and asli l'kavo, excluding these. Yochol shani mar ba'afhar abayis v'alashachos v'alzaros. I might think to include all of the gates. This is going back to what we started with today. All the gates on Harabayis and on the offices and on the Azara, not just Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar, we said, needs because of the Lishkas Parhedrin inside. But I might think all of them. Tamalom Harabayis, no. Mabayis Shuhuchol, Avkol Shuhuchol, Yatsu Elish and Kodesh, excluding all the gates on Harabayis, which are Kodesh. Question mark. Back of the first line of the Brisa said that a storage house is Chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda said everybody agrees that a storage house is Pater. Tiyupta, okay, so it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Younger child, but again, that's why that doesn't take away that the room is a Beis Dira. The room is a Beis Dira, so you're not allowed to daven next to a dirty diaper. But if there's an odor, but again, it's generally we have the mezuzah is double, usually in plastic and with a box. So again, it's not a problem. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda kamei de Rava shisha sharim psur mina mezuzah. Six gates are potter from mezuzah. More, but the Gemara the Raisa lists off six. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitz, and Beis HaOtzaros, these four types of storage houses. Shar HaMadai, the gate of Madai, which we'll get to, is a type of arched doorway. V'Shar She'ena Makura, an unroofed gate. V'Shar She'ena Gavoa Yud, and a gate that's not 10 Tvachim high. All these gates are Pater from Mezuzah. It's not 10 Tvachim high, it's not called a doorway. Amalei says, Rava, Pasachta B'Shisha, Pasachta B'Shiva, you said you're going to tell me six, and you told me seven. Right, if you count them up, it's seven here. What do you mean six? So Amalei, you're right. Take out Shar HaMadai. That's not one of the six, because Shar HaMadai Tanoi. That's really Bachlokas Tanoim. Shar HaMadai, in Madai, they used to make arched doorways, and that's really Machlokas Tanoim. What case is exactly the Machlokas Tanoim? So we have this a number of times before. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Kippa, if you have an arched doorway, is it Chayv and Mezuzah? Halacha Lamaisa, is an arched doorway Chayv and Mezuzah? So it depends on the measurements. Most of our arched doorways are going to be Chayv and Mezuzah. It's big enough. But we'll talk about the Machlokas. Kippa, Rabbi Meir Mechayv and Mezuzah. Chum and Potrin, Rabbi Meir is Chayv and Mezuzah and Chum and Potter. So what's the Mitzias? Vishavin, everybody agrees, Shem Yesh Baragla Asara Shechayv and Mezuzah. Everybody agrees, if there's 10 Tfachim up from the grounds, and even at the height of 10 tefachim, they're still 4 tefachim wide, and only after that it starts arching. Everybody agrees that's chayav mezuzah. Because you have a full doorway there, 10 tefachim high, which is not so tall, 10 tefachim high, and you know, if you have up to there straight and it's still 4 tefachim wide, that's for sure chayav mezuzah. That's not in the machlokas. Amar Abaye, Tekol Yama Gavoa Yud Ve'ein Barag L'Gimel B'Lav Klumhu. And everybody agrees, if the whole doorway is 10 tefachim high, but you don't even have 3 tefachim from the ground that has 4 tefachim width, that for sure everybody says putter in that case. If you don't even have 3 tefachim from the bottom with the width of a Pesach, the width of 4 tefachim, everybody agrees that you're putter in that case. And even if it's all, if it is 4 tefachim wide from the bottom, but let's say the doorway itself is not 10 tefachim high. The whole doorway is not 10 tefachim high, so again, everybody agrees you're going to be putter there. What's the machlokas? So what did we just say? We just said what's not the machlokas. Everybody agrees, if you don't have at least 3 tefachim from the grounds, that's 4 tefachim wide, there's no chiyuv. Everybody agrees that if the whole doorway is not 10 tefachim high, that there's no chiyuv. What's the machlokas? As follows. Lo nechlegu el b'gavoa yud, v'yish barag l'gimel, v'yein barach b'dalid, v'yish b'chokok l'hashlim al'arba. You have 3 tefachim up from the ground, that is 4 tefachim wide. The whole doorway goes up to 10 tefachim. But from 3 tefachim up, it is not 10 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide. But if you would, let's say, take a chisel and hollow out the archway, you'd be able to make it into a 4 tefach wide doorway all the way up. So do we say the halacha of chokekin lahashlim? As if you chisel it out. If you could chisel it out, so then it's considered as if there's a doorway there. Rebbeir says, you're chokik, you chisel out to be mashlim the shear, and therefore as long as there's doorway there, it's okay, as long as there's wall there, it's okay and you'd be chayvim mezuzah. It's considered a whole doorway. And Rabbanan say you don't do that. Even Rebbeir would agree though, let's say all you had was an arch, you didn't have a wall there. All you had was... I have a picture of that also. Let's say all you have is this arch, then even Rebbeir, there's nothing to chisel out. There's just an arch there. There's no wall. So then there's no chokin hashlam in the air. If there's a wall there, so then you could be, that's Rebbeir Shita, chiddush of chokin lahashlam. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Beis HaKnesses, a shul, Beis HaIsha u Beis HaShutvin, chayeves b'mezuzah. This Brisa says, a shul, the house of a woman, and the house of partners are chayev b'mezuzah. Says the Gemara Pshita. It's pasha that just because a woman owns a house, she's going to be putter for mezuzah. Just because partners own a house, so the Gemara says, "Ma'al datei mebeis chavalo beisa beis chavalo bateim kamashvola." No, it says your house, so you might have excluded her house or their houses. Kamashvola, not. What's the hava mina to exclude women? Discussion in the Achronim. Rav Yashav I saw says maybe it's connected. The Gemara in Kiddusha discusses sometimes mezuzah is connected to Talmud Torah. If you look in Kriya Shema. The psukim are next to each other. It's put next to chsavtam. So just like women are pater from Talmud Torah, in certain parts of Talmud Torah, so that might have been the havamina. So pater from mezuzah too, kamash malan, they are chay. V'yema hachanami. So who says maybe it's true? Maybe they should be pater. The Gemara says amar kor. No, l'man yirbu yimeichem yevenechem. Mezuzah gives you arichas yamim. Hani bo chay v'hani lo bo yichay. What, women and partners don't need long life? Obviously, you see the mitzvah is relating to everybody. Ella beis cholam. So, if it relates to everybody, so why does it say in the Torah, your house? What is that excluding? Beis cha, kidder rava, d'amar rava, derech bi'ascha. Beis cha is an allusion to derech bi'ascha, the way you go in. It should be on your right side. V'chiyakar inishkari, d'yamin akabaresha. How do you go in with your right foot first? And that's why we put the mezuzah on the right side going in. This is one of the most difficult questions in Hilchos Mezuzah. Sometimes it's not so clear, and it's not such a clear answer. Depends how you use it. You know, let's say you have a kitchen that has 2 doorways. One goes to the dining room, one goes to the hallway. You know, most Mezuzah Shilohs have to be answered in person. You gotta go, they can't describe it, because not so clear sometimes which is, you know, the right side, or the right side going which way? Going from the front of the house, going from the most used, or different hierarchy of priorities. When it comes to which side you put it in. But that's the halacha. You put it in, if it's clear, if there's a right side, you put it in on the right side. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, it doesn't matter if you're a lefty, and you go with your left foot first. Right? Because rove people, you know, go in with their right foot first, therefore goes on the right side. Even if the whole family is lefties, says the Shach on that Ramah. Let's say everybody's lefties in the whole family. It runs in the family. It doesn't matter. You put it on the right side. That is the place to put it. Tani Yidach, finishing up. Bais HaKnesses Beis HaShofar Beis HaIsha Metamei B'Negoyim. These Beis HaKnesses, all these are Metamei B'Negoyim. A shul, a house of partners, and a Beis HaIsha can become Tamei with Sara'as of the house. Pshita. So again, it's obvious. Why would I have thought otherwise? The Mother Tema, no, I might have made a deal. Uba Asher Lo HaBayis. Pasuk says, and the coin will come to the him who has the house. Lo v'lo la, lo v'lo v'lo hen. Kamash malan. That's why that would have been the havamina to make the diyak. Kamash malan, I don't make that diyak. V'yema hachanami, maybe I do. Who says I shouldn't exclude them? So Amar Kora, no. Beveitz eretz achuz aschem. No, it says achuz aschem, the house in your place of inheritance, which is plural, so I include everybody. Elo lo lamali. So what's the drasha of uba asher lo habayis? The coin's going to come to the house that was his. What is that referring to? The following. Who's going to get saras on their house? Misha miyached beisolo. Anybody who keeps his house for himself. She'ena rosal hashel Caleb. He never lends anything to his friends. He's stingy. He never lends anything out. Everything is his. V'amr she'enlo. I'm sorry, I don't have any. Oh, you need? I don't have. Sorry, I don't have any. So everybody's going to think that he doesn't have any. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to give him saras on the house. What do you do by saras on the house? You take everything outside the house. You put everything outside. Hashem doesn't want everything to get saras. So you did everything outside the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsamo. Oh, you didn't have anything? Let everybody see all of your possessions. Kishe mefanes beso. Well, everybody's going to see when he takes out his stuff out of his house. That's what it means with the pasuk. Uba asher lo abayis. Who's going to get saras? Somebody who has the house for himself. Prat, excluding the mashal kelim v'acherim. Somebody who's mashal kelim, who lends his kelim to other people, that kind of person is not going to get saras of the house. Period. We'll stop here. And Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, to tomorrow. We get back to Yom Kippur tomorrow. Okay. Is there a sponsor? Yeah.
The Gemara said that the putting the mezuzah.